Well, hello everyone and welcome. Big news in British politics this past few days has been Starmer's absolutely brutal cuts, both to the civil service, to welfare, to the NHS. Thousands of jobs have been axed, up to £6 billion in welfare cuts. And what is the story behind this? Well, let's watch a couple of clips first. And then I'm going to talk about how I think all of this represents a full Blairite coup of Starmer's government. Now, the scenes around this have been somewhat extraordinary, as this chap is about to explain.
This appealed to Labour MPs last night at a meeting of backbenchers and Labour peers. He had a few tricky questions there. He told them that the welfare system as it works at the moment was indefensible and unfair. But there's clearly a feeling at the top of the Labour machine that reception wasn't good enough in there, and there is trouble ahead, because Keir Starmer is taking the extremely unusual measure of calling in every Labour MP who isn't a minister into Number 10 over the next 2 days to try to persuade them face to face that actually they need to back these £5, maybe £6 billion worth of welfare cuts that you were just describing. I reckon he's carved out about 5 hours from his diary, not allowing for prep time to do this. This doesn't happen very often, and I think it's happening because some of these measures, not all of them, but some of them need to be passed in a vote in the House of Commons.
So basically Starmer is pushing ahead with these cuts, but he's afraid that he could get a backbench rebellion on his hands. So he's pulling all of the MPs in to try to persuade each of them, slash threaten, slash bully, each of them to toe the party line on this. Now, what's going on? Why are Labour cutting welfare? Aren't Labour the big, you know, the big state party? They've also cut something called NHS England. Here's Keir Starmer on that.
I think that in government there was a clear moment when the Tories crossed the Rubicon. It was early and it was decisive. And it sent a signal across Whitehall that was never undone. So today I'm going to reverse it, because I don't see why decisions about £200 billion of taxpayer money on something as fundamental to our security as the NHS should be taken by an arm's-length body, NHS England. And I can't, in all honesty, explain to the British people why they should spend their money on two layers of bureaucracy. That money could and should be spent on nurses, doctors, operation, GP appointments. So today I can announce we're going to cut bureaucracy across the state, focus government on the priorities of working people, shift money to the front line. So I'm bringing management of the NHS back into democratic control by abolishing the arm's length body NHS England. That will put the NHS...
So, I mean, you get the basic idea here. 25% reduction in bureaucracy across the board, abolishing NHS England, £6 billion in welfare cuts. One commentator, my buddy Morgoth, Riley, dubbed this Doge UK. And that is the Elon Musk program over in America, of course. And it's a more astute observation than it may first appear, because while all of these things are happening in America and being sold to the public, to the MAGA base, as MAGA cuts, as a Trump thing, over in this country, it's being done by Labour, even though they seem to be across the political aisle. This is a party of the left. And I've said before, I pointed all this out before, when I talked about Larry Ellison, I talked about Tony Blair's plans for the private-public partnership. I talked about Larry Ellison and AI and the incoming kind of dystopian AI architecture. And I talked about how actually what Tony Blair wants and what Elon Musk wants and what the tech bros wants and what MAGA want are basically identical. Okay, and here we're seeing all of this, playing out in real time. I also talk before the election, if you remember, I said, watch, Labour will make greater cuts to the NHS than the Tories would dare dream of doing. Okay, but under the Tories, it was all our NHS, almost like a kind of, national religion. Now Labour are in, and, Starmer is literally, he's got the sledgehammer out. He's taking an axe to all these different things. Well, I've explained before, one of the reasons that Labour can get away with this is that the leftists have nowhere to go. What are you going to do, vote Tory? So the leftists basically have to kind of take this on the chin. And historically, actually, Labour, believe it or not, do more of this kind of budgetary cutting stuff and have done historically as well. Why? Because the Labour Prime Minister or the Labour ministers worry about what the Daily Mail says. The Tories worry about what the Guardian says. Okay, that's kind of how it's handled in the kind of kayfabe of domestic politics. But also something else has happened, which is that since this Sue Gray was ousted, do you remember Sue Gray? Blair has slowly but surely surrounded Starmer with Blairite minions. And I'll go through some of those people in a moment. Just before we get going, though, I'll remind everybody, do buy courses at the Academic Agency. Trivium, the bestseller there, Foundations of Shakespeare, many other great courses. Buy it now. And let's have a little look then at what's been happening. I mean, I had to laugh at this. Starmer insists there's no return to austerity despite benefits and civil service cuts. On the same day he claimed that, he axed NHS England, £6 billion of cuts to benefits, disability allowance. I mean, he is really going for it. So what's going on? Like, what accounts for all of this? Well, basically everything the government are doing, absolutely everything, was announced in this policy proposal document from the Tony Blair Institute called The Economic Case for Reimagining the State. Note the date, the 9th of July, 2024. I believe that was released one day after Keir Starmer became the Prime Minister. Don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure that was one day after. If you remember, Blair did a blitzkrieg of all of the newspapers saying, here's what Starmer has to do, put the woke away, cut immigration, contain the rising populism, and then do all of this stuff. Now, what is this plan? To cut a long story short, it is what they call streamlining the state, making it more efficient, making it actually accountable and work, right, rather than be wasteful, and basically replacing loads of people with AI, right? That's what it boils down to, AI, right? The coming AI robot army to replace all of the jobs. And on top of that, outsourcing key bits of infrastructure, key bits of government functions to what they call private-public partnerships, okay? My analogy for this is like, imagine you want to build a bridge, right? Instead of getting the state to do it, you literally contract it to Microsoft or something. Or, you know, in this case, it would be some construction company, right? But it's basically getting massive companies to pay for stuff, to trump up the capital. And then in exchange, they get, you know, they get a cut of any proceeds. They get data sharing and things like that. Now, these things have not been without their controversy. And Blair has consistently said, actually, when we're working in public-private partnerships with these massive companies, actually, you should be fine with having your data shared by private firms, okay? That's been a whole other debate. But in a nutshell, those are the three things Blair wants to do. Massively cut jobs, massively cut down on government waste, okay? Bring in AI and the public-private partnerships, aka selling huge amounts of your data to private interests, corporate interests, okay? And when Starmer first came in, if you remember, there was this woman, Sue Gray, there, and they had other ideas. They were like, I'm not sure about all this Blairism stuff. I'm the Prime Minister now. Thanks for winning us the election, Tone, but, you know, we're going to do, like, more left-wing things. We're going to... And all of the kind of shit show of the first two or three months of the Starmer government, was when that Sue Gray was there. And they told Blair, look, we're not going to do your AI plan. We're not going to do any of your stuff. And I said, mark my words, it looks like Blair, he's not going to take that lying down. He will come back. He will have a plan. He thinks about this 24/7. There is absolutely no way that Gray was going to win that war. Well, now here we are, March 2025, and Starmer is absolutely, completely surrounded with Blairites. I mean, most obviously, of course, as the new ambassador to the United States. Where is he? We've got we've got my favourite.
Country in which I have spent so much of my adult life and admire so much.
So Mandy is back. Jonathan Powell, massive Blairite, Fort Blair's former chief of staff, in as the national security advisor. Right, you can tell things are getting serious. All the boys are back in town. Nether, massive Blairite, Pat McFadden, literally Blair's hatchet man, is in there to reform the civil service. Over health, NHS, we've got Wes Streeting, Nether, massive Blairite. I mean, wherever you look, there are Blairites there, you know, with their hands on all of the key levers. And as you heard from that clip at the start, this is despite any kind of, you know, lingering opposition within Labour, the organised minority as against the disorganised mass. Okay, well, that's not only the organised minority in the country as against the all of the plebs, that's also the organised minority within the Labour Party as against the disorganised mass, all of the Labour members and all of the backbench MPs. And it's clear that Blair and co. are the organised ones, okay? I honestly think that the precise moment that Starmer was pulled aside and saying, like, listen, you better get back in line and start listening to tone, was in the aftermath of the Southport thing, when he went away, and do you remember he came back all, and I think it was then, in November 2024, because since then, I mean, if you have a look at the dates, that's when Powell came in, that's when Mandy came, you know, Mandy was a little bit later, this is where all of these sorts of plans came to the fore, AI was back on, and here you go, it's all happening. AI should replace some work of civil servants, Starmer to announce, okay? Basically, every single thing that the government is doing can be found on the Tony Blair Institute for Global Change, where they literally tell you line by line what's going to happen about 6 to 9 months before it happens, okay? That is why I was so certain, basically, about some of the predictions I made back before the election about what Starmer was going to do while he was in government. I did not foresee the mess of the Segrave situation, but it appears the Blairites are truly now back. Now, they're going to frame a lot of this by, we need the money to fight Putin. We need the money for Ukraine. They're going to use a lot of that sort of rhetoric. But it was already baked in. They were already doing this. And there's a direct parallel in America under a completely different president, right, and a completely different cast of characters, Elon Musk and so on, but it's the exact same plan that is happening, okay? Turns out doesn't matter who you vote for, the Larry Ellison plan is happening no matter what, okay? Well, anyway, this is where we are. Full spectrum dominance by tone. What's new? All right. Bye, everyone. I'll see you later on for office hours.
If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.